Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Humat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Man, I don't know if we broke a record or not, but we took a ton of calls the last 2 hours. Ton of calls. About everything from face masks, about the virus, but mostly everything, testosterone, eye infection, shoulder pain.
Breast cancer, paresthesias.
B6, estrogens, post-knee replacement.
Eye problems.
That's right.
Chronic pain.
We
even brought in 2 consulting physicians.
That's right. We had Dr. Nelson and Dr. Michael Gilbert.
Call in and help answer questions.
That's right. Yeah. So maybe they'll do that again. I don't know if they're still listening. But anyway, if you've got a question today for Dr. Jerry Mixon, and for those of you who are wondering, yes, Dr. Samara Humat will be coming back. We just are not exactly sure when. We decided when this whole pandemic struck that we were going to distance. And that meant even in the studio here. So yep. Jerry and I are in the studio by ourselves.
And we're on opposite sides of the table.
That's right.
And so we are a good 6 feet apart. But if Samara were here, she would be in between the two of us.
That's right.
So there would only be about 2.5 to 3 feet between each of us.
Yeah.
And so as part of our social distancing, even at work, Samara has decided to stay home and play with her family.
That's right.
And I talked to her yesterday, in fact, telling her that I wanted her to get back in here.
Yeah.
Bring her bangles and let us dance.
Jerry.
Well, but you know, she always wears her bangles. That's part of her Indian culture. And and she and I always dance. It's you're the stuck in the mud that sits there in your chair.
Well, I'm pushing buttons and
Yeah. I get you a rising desk. You can stand up, dance, and push your buttons. But several of our staff have those standing desks.
How on the earth could we do that here?
Why not? We could.
I don't see it, but
you'll just have to be standing.
We'll figure it out.
And,
all right.
And more important, we're going to make you dance. So, but so she's anxious to get back to work. She wants to get in here. She's seeing patients every day, of course, and that is always, you know, because she has to see a fair number of people, despite wearing her masks and distancing, etc. That puts her at a little higher risk of catching coronavirus than you and I. And since she's considerably younger and more attractive than you and I are, you know, we're the old coots in their 70s, you know, she's a less danger from it than we are. By the by, did you know I went Wednesday and I got my blood draw for my coronavirus antibody test?
Yeah, I got your text.
And I got it back yesterday afternoon, and I'm negative. Whatever that virus was that made me cough and hack and ache, it was not COVID. It was some other bug that Banding brought to me from China.
Oh.
but not that one. It was a different bug. So I am negative, which I'm really kind of disappointed about. I was hoping I'd be positive and wouldn't have to worry about catching it in the future.
Well, so was I, because during when you had that way back 2 months ago,
I figured
I would have got it. I had my blood taken. Vicki and I both did. By the way, we do that at Longevity for our patients only. You can't.
Well, yes and no. Okay. We are going to be doing it in our lab as a freebie for our patients. We just go throw it into their panel, and whenever they get their regular blood draws, yeah. we will do an incidental COVID antibody test. I found out it cost me $1.56 per test, so I'll just donate that to my patients and get it done. Right now, we can get it ordered through LabCorp, but it's $50.
Yeah, but I paid
my $50, and right. I wanted to, you know, it was worth $50 for me to find out if I were positive or not. So I went and got my blood draw Wednesday, and Friday afternoon it showed up on my lab chart.
Well, check my lab. I did it on Tuesday or maybe Wednesday.
Well, I have to go into my office. I can't do it on my iPad.
Yeah, because I'd like to know. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd had it because right. then maybe I'd had it because I was with you.
But if I'm negative, you probably are too.
Yeah.
And I know Bandine was unhappy because she really wanted me to be positive because that way she would have been positive. And, you know, as a family, we wouldn't have to worry about it. But, nope, we're negative. Okay. We're still at risk. So, you know, we'll keep doing what we're doing.
All right. Well, we're going to start taking calls here in a minute. Let me give out the number. We've already got Rob from Mount Vernon on with a question about puffy eyes. But if you have a question about anything, literally any health topic, we'll even dare to step in to the politics of the pandemic. Barely. We don't want to go too far that way because I don't want Jerry to go on too strong of a rant. But apart from that,
give us a call. Rant? How dare you use that word with my reasoned, perfect.
Logical.
Logical.
Rational.
Oh, I love the way you're talking now. Yes, rational, well-informed opinions.
if you have a question for this delusional person sitting across from here, call us at 1-888-312-5757. 1-888-312-5757. And we will get you on right away. We've got two lines open right now. But I am happy to say, when I saw that Rob from Mount Vernon was calling in about puffy eyes, let's get him on the line, I texted Dr. Michael Gilbert, and guess what? I got him on the line again for the second time today. Dr. Gilbert, are you with us?
Dr. Gilbert, are you anxious to get away from your meeting? Is that
what it is? I thank you for rescuing me.
Yeah, for those of you who are listening or not listening last hour, he is in a conference.
A virtual conference.
A virtual conference.
Virtual conference.
And so I figure you owe me, Michael, for taking you away from that. But we've got, let's go to Rob from Mount Vernon. Rob, welcome to the show. And you've got Dr. Mixon and Dr. Michael Gilbert.
Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. What is Dr. Gilbert's specialty?
No.
He's an ophthalmologist.
Yes, I said that. I'm so sorry. Yes,
with the
Northwest Vision Institute. So he's the guy.
Okay.
That's why I called.
Great. Well, at 66 years old, my vision is perfect. And I contribute that to eating a lot of blueberries. But and my overall health is pretty darn good for my age. I definitely don't look my age. I've had both my hips done. I've talked to you guys before about my situation. Had both my hips done. As much as I wanted to have stem cell, unfortunately, insurance doesn't cover that. So I opted the other way around. But my life is completely different since I've had that. But I've been trying to figure out, and I don't know, they say don't rub your eyes if they itch and whatever. I just have a little bit of puffiness and a little bit of, maybe hollowness, darkness under my eyes. It seems to kind of, sometimes it'll go away a little bit. And I'm just wondering what kind of, are there any health indicators that cause puffiness, whether it's allergy, which, I mean, I do have seasonal allergy, but that doesn't affect me every year. It kind of comes and goes.
Any thoughts there, Dr. Gilbert?
Absolutely. So the component of that puffiness, likely fluid, that varies, that fluctuates, that's most likely an allergic or a hypersensitivity component. And you want to pay attention to those times when you're most prone to it. Oftentimes, I'll have patients who, probably the most common, is that they'll notice it on waking in the morning. In which case, if you're not using a cream or something, it could be a residual soap film in the bed linens or something that you're coming in contact with while you sleep. So if it's symmetrical, you'd want to pay attention to what, you know, perhaps it's something on your hands. You mentioned rubbing your eyes. Perhaps it's something, a trace of something on your fingers that, you know, when you brush your eyelid, it can cause a little bit of a fluctuation in the fluid in the lid. So if there's a fluctuating component, I agree. I think that the possibility of an allergy exists. That portion that may just be looseness of the skin is probably just an aging in the lower lids is more likely just a relaxation of some of the connective tissues. And sure, there are some corrective surgeries that can be done. That's a little less amenable to control of allergens. But the puffiness that comes and goes, if you've got it for a short time, maybe you can control it with just some 1% hydrocortisone cream. But much more importantly is to figure out what might be triggering that.
Well, being the clean freak that I am, I don't feel that I'm probably, you know, I mean, it's hard to say. I don't rub my eyes all the time. And actually looking in the mirror right now, I don't look too bad. It almost looks like it's gone. But I'm just wondering if the... So might it be a good idea to do, I don't know what they call it, a global allergy test to see what kind of allergies or things going on?
I think allergy testing is an excellent idea. We offer that. Okay. You can get it other places. We do a battery of ocular allergens for the Northwest. But back to that clean freak. You know, I have many people who are very careful about cleanliness, and still, the eyelid skin is some of the thinnest, most most vulnerable in the body, and very vulnerable to those hypersensitivities from traces in, for instance, just your pillowcase. So if you're being real clean and launder it, but there's a trace of the soap or fabric softener to which you might have just the mildest reaction, that could be a source.
Well, I don't use any fabric softeners, and I use BioClean for laundry detergent, which is an all-natural, healthy, none of the commercial garbage that's out there, Tide,
you might just try double rinsing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just going to suggest
that. I do have a double rinse cycle on my machine. I do that almost every single time. Okay. So
I've got a question about your past. Have you always been a clean freak?
I don't touch anything with my hands that the public touches. I always have a barrier, whether it's a piece of paper towel or a rag. When I go to the gas pump, fill up with diesel. I never touch the hand pumps.
Is this a pattern from childhood on?
Yes. My mother's, folks came from the old country, and when they migrated to the United States, there were six kids, and she always used to say when we were kids growing up that they had a one-room house with a dirt floor, and they could eat off the floor. So as kids growing up, we bathed every day. We were clean. I'm not trying to say we were sterile freaks or anything like that, but
all right.
I'm just a clean person. I eat very healthy. Strictly organics and all natural, free range.
What occurs to me in this family setting, there are some studies now that show that the more obsessive the parents are about cleanliness, about keeping everything super clean and neat, the higher the incidence of hypersensitivity and allergies and even autoimmune diseases in the children.
Lots of studies showing that.
It turns out that dirt in childhood
of dirt and slugs and bugs and
because dirt in childhood is a good thing.
Right. No, I mean, we didn't live in a bubble as kids growing up. Trust me. It's just when I say I'm a clean freak, it comes from a common sense. I can't even tell you the last time I had a cold or the flu, probably got to be at least 10 years. And when I did have something like that, it was maybe 24 hours and done and over with.
Because it's kind of a dichotomy. We want our children to be exposed to lots and lots of allergens and dirts and grunge so that they develop really healthy immune systems. And then as we get older and our immune systems are fading anyway, we want to be more and more careful about not getting exposed to bad stuff. So it's dirt in childhood is good. Cleanliness as adults is good. Okay.
Well, who's to say? But we're glad you haven't had a cold. Yeah. Anything else we can share here?
I don't know. Can you add anything else to him?
I would like to also say, going back to whatever type of a virus you had a little while back, Jerry, and I hadn't really known anybody that was sick other than my brother got real ill. Both his daughter and her boyfriend came to work when they had some kind of a cold bug back in January. They were asked not to because my brother, who's younger than me, he is health compromised. He ended up getting whatever bug they had, supposedly, and he had been sick with it for over 3 months, in and out of the hospital, tested for COVID, didn't have that. And then around the 1st of March, one of my salesman persons, who I hadn't talked to for a while, I talked to him. He had some kind of a cold type thing that he thought he got from his grandkids, migrated to his chest, turned into a virus, turned into a pneumonia-like symptom, was down for 3 months. And then probably half a dozen other people that I've talked to since the 1st of March that I've ran across, and, you know, we've kind of say, well, do you know anybody that's had COVID, or do you know anybody that knows anybody? And they go, no, but man, boy, I sure was sick, and my girlfriend or my wife and I, we were down for 3 weeks. So something has and is out there that a lot of people, I think, have the same thing, but yet nobody, you don't hear anything on the news, we don't know what kind of a virus it is, and it's real interesting. I mean, I've been around these people, yet I haven't caught anything.
My wife and daughter went to China at Christmas and came home, and she coughed for 3 weeks and she gave it to me. But
it turns
out that all of her cousins that were with her in China also got sick at the same time with the same symptoms.
All right. And my wife,
really not COVID.
And my wife has been going through runny nose and eye issues from all the pollen and what have you. I don't know what's going on. But Rob, thank you for your call. We wish you well. And Michael Gilbert, you're up and running now, right, at Northwest Vision Institute?
I think he's on.
Surgery this week with some cataract surgeries that have been anxious to do the second eyes that were put off because of our relative lockdown. So some people are very anxious to balance back their vision.
Well, we are glad. I had to cancel. I was scheduled to see you yesterday, and I had a business thing that came up, and I had to reschedule. I'm sort of frustrated, to tell you the truth, but I'm back on your schedule, so I'll be seeing you soon. Anybody that wants to go see Dr. Michael Gilbert, again, at Northwest Vision Institute, he is, again, open for business. Here's his number, 425-450-2020, 425-450-2020. And Michael, I'm glad I caught you. Thanks for calling in. There you go.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk again soon. We'll be back right after this short break.
Before longevity, I had 20 pounds to lose, and now they're gone. How nice is that? Bum, 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Bum, 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 bum. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Bum, bum, bum. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman.
Hey, love the music.
I love the song.
Yeah. Again, Cordettes.
The Cordettes.
They were big in the late 40s and early 50s, right?
Yep, they were indeed.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We went way long there, and then I realized I think I forgot to give Dr. Michael Gilbert's phone number. I think I'm having a brain freeze here. In any event, for those of you who have been procrastinating on your eyes, oh, please don't. Dr. Gilbert is the guy to see, obviously, 425-450-2020. And you can check him out. Actually, you can make an appointment on his website, nwvision.com, nwvision.com, and you can make an appointment that way, or call 425-450-2020. Let's go to Kirkland, talk to Jan. Hello, Jan.
Yes.
Hello.
How can we help?
Speak to us, young lady.
Okay, well, it's been off and on for some time, but it seems to be getting worse. Sometimes my throat sort of closes up, and I have trouble swallowing. It always works by sometimes 3-4 sips, you know, gulps of water, and whatever my throat seems to either go down or what. And sometimes it comes between meals if I'm having my my nut snack. Sometimes it's at a meal, and sometimes it's even just having the optimal way, you know, so it can be liquid that can cause it. It can be something bulkier, and I don't know if there's anything. It always goes away, and it's fine. And okay. I do know my uncle had problems this way. And he would just not do anything. He would just stop eating. That was it. He wouldn't even drink. But it does go down, and it doesn't really feel like something stuck in my throat, but I feel like there's a lump there.
Okay. I can tell you what is usually or most commonly the problem, and you know, I don't know for sure that's what's happening with you, but your problem sounds like it may be related to the peristalsis, the muscles in your throat. That when you swallow, there's a series of contractions in that esophagus. The muscles are supposed to tighten up at the top and then work their way down, and they push the food down into your stomach. It doesn't just go down by gravity. There's these peristaltic muscles that rhythmically contract to push the food down. And in some people, especially with aging, those muscles become somewhat dysfunctional, and they don't contract rhythmically like they're supposed to. And in fact, sometimes they even get a little retrograde action where they're trying to push things back up. And so, you know, there were some medicines that were used to increase peristaltic activities, but we discovered about 10 years ago that those same medications increase the incidence of dementia in older people.
Thank you.
So we pretty much stopped using them for that reason. You know, they helped your stomach to empty. They helped you to swallow better. They just made you demented as you got older.
Not good.
Not good. Okay. Yeah, well, you know, it's one of Dr. Mixon's first rules. You know, anything strong enough to help is strong enough to hurt. Well, this was a hurt that scared the bejabbers out of us, so we stopped using those meds. But that sounds, just from what you're telling me, you know, as the guy on the radio, that's probably what's going on. As long as things are going down and you just need to wash it with a little bit of extra water, it's not something that requires real intervention. If it's getting worse and it's significantly interfering with your life, then you want to go see a gastroenterologist who can do either a barium swallow, a cookie swallow, where they actually give you something. It's a kind of a thick quasi paste that you swallow, and they can follow it on the fluoroscope and actually watch the muscles contract and push it down. And they can see whether the contractions are rhythmic like they're supposed to be or not. So there is a test that can be done to check and see if my guess can turn into a real diagnosis. But really...
Okay, well, the thing is, I'm fine, you know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really panic me or anything. It just is a nuisance.
Yes. And it sounds like it's a family trait. You know, some people, you know, father to daughter to so on, they're all great runners. And other people have, you know, different physical traits. And this just might be one that is common in your family. If it is not.
I knew my uncle had problems. I don't know if my dad did or not. He may well have.
But if it's, you know, if it's not significantly interfering with your life, I would just try to be a bit reassured by it. Make sure you've always got a little sip of water available. But if it's getting worse, then you make an appointment with a good gastroenterologist and let him work it up.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jan. Take care.
Thank you, Jan. Glad you called. Let's go to Port Orchard.
Port Orchard.
I can say that.
I now own a house there since my mother died.
Right. You do have a house.
My wife and I were just...
Are you putting that up for sale?
Yes, because we were laughing. Do we really need a vacation home in Port Orchard?
Okay.
No.
No.
So,
okay. All right. Let's go to Port Orchard and talk to Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hello. How you doing?
Good.
If I do any better, they're going to tax it, Dave. So let's keep it a secret.
And in our state with Inslee, you can count on it.
That's right.
All right.
That's for sure. Okay, this is the deal. You know that drug that you just said causes dementia?
Yes.
I've been on that drug for about 12 years.
Oops.
Omeprazole.
Yep.
And,
well, that is
and
one of them.
That's the one that I'm on. And, you know, the VA, I really have a motility problem is what they tell me. And I can choke on food and about, I don't know, 6 or 7 times I've had to go to the hospital and have food removed from my throat because it just, I could dry land drown because I can't even swallow my own saliva.
Yeah.
And they take out the piece and it's like, it's a piece of chewed meat or something like that. That is, I mean, you would look at it and go like, well, a 5-month-old baby should be able to swallow that, you know, and that's all they bring up because they've showed it to me. And they've ruptured my esophagus one time at the VA.
Ooh.
And I got a, you know, fortunately chicks dig scars. So I have a really cool scar across my throat. And, but this is a situation is I've been to all kinds of, you know, the gastroenterology type people. And I've been tested for allergies. And really, when it comes to foods, I don't have anything that's above, well, anything that I eat on a regular basis that's above like a 2. And, and you know, I mean, like the biggest thing is like, you know, like poppy seed is, I'm looking at the papers, poppy seed is a 3, dill seed is a 3. Well, those are things that I don't, you know, eat on a regular basis. But, I'm looking at the thing. I've only really got about 6-7 different things that even show up, and most of the things are a 1. And what I'm wondering is, first thing, if you have 5 things that are 1s and you ate all 5 of those in one day, or is it like a cumulative? Would that add up to a 5?
No, not really. Let me comment on a couple of things. First of all, the omeprazole is not the drug I had in mind. Omeprazole is it turns off your stomach acid, and so it doesn't prevent things from refluxing back up. It just gets rid of the acid so that you don't feel it when it refluxes.
Is that a proton pump inhibitor?
But it's close. It does the same thing.
Okay.
The drug I had in mind was sold under the brand name Reglan. It's a metoclopramide, and metoclopramide actually increases peristalsis. It actually makes those muscles contract to push it down. So it was quite useful in gastroparesis or in these esophageal dysfunctions. And that one really does. Now, you're right, the drug you are on does cause problems because it prevents you from absorbing your B vitamins as well. And you can end up quite vitamin B deficient as a consequence. Also, iron deficiency, okay. potassium deficiency, sodium deficiency, all of the positively charged ions, including iron. So you can get anemic from that. You can get neurologic dysfunction as a result of low B vitamins. So that drug okay. you are on does have some downside, but it's not as bad as the Reglan, the drug we okay. used to use.
So I don't have to, the dementia thing's off the table as far as omeprazole.
As long as your generally, B vitamin level, as long as your B vitamin levels stay high enough. So you're okay. one of those people that I say at least once a year, go in and get your B vitamins checked. Make sure that your okay. B12 and your B6 and so on are in the normal range. Okay. Cause that's your biggest risk. Okay. Also make sure you don't get anemic because that drug will prevent you from absorbing iron very efficiently, and you can get an iron deficiency anemia. So those okay. are the big no-nos with that particular drug, okay?
Okay.
But yes, some people just, they don't swallow well because they have dysfunctional peristalsis in the esophagus. And now in men, it depends on what your problem is. If your peristalsis is just very weak, sometimes just testosterone therapy will increase the strength of those muscles. If your peristalsis is dysfunctional, where it goes backwards, then you don't improve with the testosterone. You might make it worse. So, anyway.
There you go, Dave.
A good workup with a gastroenterologist, and then we can make decisions.
Thanks. Right, and thank you for your call. Now, that opens up. Actually, we got all three lines open right now. If you've got a question for Dr. Mixon, holy cow, this is a good time for you to call. 1-888-312-5757. 1-888-312-5757. You call right now, you'll be next. 1-888-312-5757.
You hear all the time about fitness and doing exercise. Where do you get the energy to start your exercise program? With Longevity, I was able to start my exercise program, and that parlayed into more energy, of which I ended up going from 220 pounds to about 180 pounds in about 2 years. And that has changed my life. And that's why I tell everyone I know about Longevity.
Really, 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 are you really mine? Really, 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 are you really mine?
You tell me that you love me, and you tell me that you want me, and you even wear my graduation ring. It's too wonderful, it's too beautiful, it's a fantastic thing. Are you really, really mine?
Ah, there's another one of my favorite oldies but goodies, Jimmy Rogers. A darn nice guy in real life, too. That's fun. All right, I just...
You know a lot more famous people than I do.
Well, I was sort of in the business.
I know, yes, you were in the business, and you still schmooze with, people all over the country.
Yeah.
You know, my schmoozers tend to wear laboratory schmucks and sit
in a... But you get a high from that, like I get a high from socializing with the celebrities that I get to socialize with. So
yep.
it's equal. Hey, I want to first of all, we've got open lines at 1-888-312-5757. 1-888-312-5757. Again, you call right now. We will get you on next. But I'm glad I've got a minute, just 1 minute. I want to remind everybody that, and we announced this a couple of hours ago during our first 2 hours. We made a major shift, a reorganization might be the way to look at it. You, Jerry, Seth, Michelle, Bea, we're all involved in sort of a reorganizing of our schedule and staffing, because people were getting not mad, but frustrated with us because we didn't have enough of the free health analysis appointments.
Yep.
So bottom
line. They would all fill up on the weekend.
Well, it all fill up after this show, and boom, they couldn't make an appointment for 3 or 4 weeks. And unfortunately, that's where we are again right now. But the good news is that as of this last Thursday, and I think we put them on the schedule as of yesterday, Friday, what they did is rescheduled, restaffed, and things like that, so that now, even though we don't have any of the free appointments quite now, but in the second and third weeks of June, we opened up another 20 appointments in each of the three clinics. Now, admittedly, those will go quickly, but that's okay. They're there now. That's a little far out, and we feel bad about that, but hey, it's better than none. And so if you would like one of the free health analysis appointments, it's very, I'm really quite impressed with what Michelle and Seth, and I guess you too, Jerry, were able to figure out, because we increased the number of health analysis appointments. So if you want one, they are available on a first-come, first-served basis. So,
but not until the third week of June.
Well, no, second.
Second week. Of June.
The second and third week. I think there's one or two in the first week that are still available. And then in the second and third week of June, I think they got like 10 in each week or something like that. So it's a little bit ways out, but we're still going to honor the two masks. The free KN95 mask. Mm-hmm. We're going to also honor still the $100 of longevity supplements.
Yep.
Free supplements, $100 worth. And we have like 30 or 40 to choose from. So I know there's something in there. You're probably already paying for someplace. Well, you may as well come and get those for free. And so the two free tests, the mask, the free supplements. But to get an appointment, you have to go online at lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. Right on the homepage there, you click the button that says health analysis appointments. The three clinics will then come on your screen: Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. You select the clinic that is closest to you, obviously, and then the schedule for those free appointments show up on your screen. You just click on the one that's good for you. Could be Tuesday at 10:30, Wednesday at 1:30, that kind of thing. You just click on it, and it's yours. Again, the point I want to make, on a first-come, first-served basis, so the sooner you make the appointment, the better selection you have. So I encourage you to do it soon. And again, just simply go to lmclinic.com and do that. You know darn well this is a very good time to get serious about your health, and we encourage you to do that. Let us go to Mercer Island and talk with Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Good morning. How are you all this morning?
Oh, I am tall, brilliant, incredibly handsome, and delusional as hell. How are you?
Just about the same, thank you.
I find a little delusion gets me through the day. You know, nothing wrong with that.
And this is Carol, who is a compatriot companion. So I have occasionally crossed paths with you.
Well, wonderful, Carol. Nice to have you call in. Thank you.
Sure. Well, I've been having this issue with my mouth over the years. Every once in a while, my teeth bite the side of my mouth or bite my tongue. And then it goes away, and it doesn't happen for a long time, and then it happens again. So I'm figuring that there's something out of balance in my system that should occur. And I just wondered if you have any intelligence on that aspect of things.
No. The problem is I do the same thing. Once in a while, I will bite myself and darn near draw blood, and it swells and it hurts.
Yeah, I do it too. Carol, I don't think you're that unusual.
Yeah, I think that's just part of the human condition, young lady. I don't know.
Oh, here I was thinking it would be an imbalance between acidity and so forth. Or
No, that's part of being incredibly good-looking and a bit delusional. And so you and I share this, and so, you know, we also bite ourselves. I mean, what can I tell you?
Okay. Well, I didn't realize I had anything normal about me, so that's good.
You realize that if some new person tunes into the show today and thinks it's a medical show and they hear this interview, they're going to think we are out of our minds. But, hey, whatever.
It wouldn't be the first time.
No, it would not. It would not.
I'm afraid, Carol, don't know how to help you there, I guess, huh, Jerry?
No, this is one of those stump the doctor calls. Thank you, Carol. You've given me a touch of humility because I didn't have an answer.
All right, Carol, say hi to your hubby. And we will be hearing and seeing you later. Okay, we need to go to a break, obviously. And here's the number. Again, the lines are open, 888-312-5757. I don't think this has happened in, like, months and months and months. We have no callers. Usually all the lines are full.
All right. And somebody turn on the radio.
That's right.
Wait a minute. The radio's not turned on. They can't hear me. Tell them to.
That's right.
Oh, well.
But give us a call right now, and we'll get you on the air with your question. 1-888-312-5757.
Hi, longevity friends. I learn something from you every week. I'm so glad you're on the radio.
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the weather go. And it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
Here she comes. Oh, yeah. Brooke Benton. One of my all-time favorites, Brooke Benton. I can't get enough of him. All right. Welcome back, everyone. It's 10 minutes to 11. That means, basically, we've got an hour and 10 minutes to go. So if you have just tuned in, you're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon. He's the founder and chief medical officer at Longevity Medical Clinic. And we've been on the air on KVI since 1999. Wow, 21 years. Okay. And if you have a question for him, we've got a couple of lines open at 1-888-312-5757. And let's start off. Oh, one thing. I forgot to give you the phone number because about 5 or 10% of you do not have a computer, so you can't go online right now and make one of those free health analysis appointments. So my bad. Yes, if you want to go online, go to lmclinic.com. But if you can't, you can call our toll-free number, 866-86-YOUNG. Go ahead and do that, 866-86-YOUNG. No one's there today. Leave a message or call Monday morning, talk with a live body, and make one of those free appointments, 866-86-YOUNG.
If you don't own a computer, get in your horse and your buggy.
That's right.
Ride on down to the general store
and
use that
nasty.
New thing, the telephonic device.
Don't be nasty. Okay, let's go to Mark in Tacoma. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking the call. Doctor, I have a quick question. A quick question about what my granny taught me about 50 years ago. I had a granny that was really into health and long life, and she lived, in fact, to 100 years old. One of the lessons she taught us kids was she says, you've got to, this is a quote from her way back, she says, you've got to keep your gizzards clean. And one of the things that she taught us was to keep the liver cleansed. And she had this magic potion that she'd make us take, which I don't recall what it is now. But my question to you today is there any truth in the fact that the liver acts as an oil filter for our blood, and that we should focus on either attempting to cleanse the liver with diet and exercise and lifestyle, or actually do a liver cleanse once in a while? Is there any validity to that?
Okay. Well, I guess in a sense. Of course, what Granny didn't know is that human beings don't have a gizzard. Those are present in chickens. Chickens have gizzards, but not, but we're not avians. So, no, we mammals do have livers, however. And the liver is... I kind of like your analogy of you know, an oil filter. It's not truly a filter, but it is a detoxifier. We eat all sorts of things that have toxins, and our liver basically sacrifices itself in protection of us. If something comes in but from the portal circulation from our gut, that our body should not have. The liver basically takes that product and tries to break it down. It's very rich in a lot of enzymes that destroy enormous numbers of biological processes or biological products. And the liver will actually sacrifice itself. The cells will die in an effort to get rid of whatever harmful compounds are coming in from our gut. That is why alcoholics develop cirrhosis of the liver. Ethyl alcohol is a cellular poison. When you drink alcohol, it comes in from the portal circulation into the liver. The liver literally sacrifices itself to break down that alcohol. And as long as it can destroy the alcohol faster than it comes in, you don't get high. But if it gets past the liver and into your bloodstream and impacts your brain, it's causing brain dysfunction. It is, by the way, killing some brain cells in the process. And that's why you get that drunk feeling. Your brain is dysfunctional as some of those cells are being injured and others are dying. The liver, as a consequence of its defensive role against the world, has enormous regenerative capacity. It will sacrifice cells, but then it will grow new cells. It can grow and grow and grow. You can, for instance, cut out large amounts of the liver, transplant them into other people, and those pieces of liver you put in the other person will grow into a
pretty cool,
pretty good sized liver, and your own liver will hypertrophy, grow to compensate for the lobes that you donated to someone else. So that's neat. What happens with alcoholics is they attack their liver with so much alcohol so frequently that the scar tissue from those dead cells builds up. And that's what cirrhosis of the liver is basically the whole liver gets bound down in scar tissue and connective tissue because so much of it has had to die and be regenerated over the years that it becomes dysfunctional and it's basically being choked by all the scar tissue. That's what liver dysfunction is. Virus infections, hepatitis, A, B, and C, all three can cause this sort of damage to the liver. Hepatitis C can trigger liver cancers eventually. So, to that extent, Grandma was right. It's not truly a filter, but it is a defense mechanism to protect us against stuff coming in from the gut that shouldn't be there. There are some things such as milk thistle that do seem to help the liver in its regenerative capacity to increase its effectiveness. So there are a few things like the thistle plants that do work in that way. Most of the liver cleanses don't do diddly squat for the liver. They just make you poop a lot. And by giving you diarrhea, they clean out your bowel, clean out your colon. And they say, see, your liver is cleansing. Look at all the bad stuff coming out. Well, what you've really done is just give yourself a raging case of diarrhea with whatever it is you took to, quote, cleanse the liver. So most liver cleanses are folklore and foolishness. But there are a few things you can do, such as the milk thistle, that does seem to enhance liver function. Does that help settle it a little bit for you?
Yes, that does help. We also, my wife and I also take, drink lemon tea with real lemons.
This
morning in winter anyway, and we think that helps as well. But
well,
that's,
and it may.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, one nice thing about lemon too is if you're drinking tea or green tea, a little bit of lemon juice added to the tea increases your absorption of the catechins, the ECGC, the epigallocatechin gallate that is protective against so many cancers and so on. It nearly triples the effectiveness of your absorption. So a little lemon with your tea is a real good idea.
Yeah, that helps a lot. One more thing, I want to give you a quick plug. My wife and I recently came to your Tacoma clinic, and everyone in the clinic was very, very nice, very top professional, treated us well, and we are the kind of folks that are very, very shy of doctors. and we never go to doctors, but we came to your Tacoma Clinic and had a very pleasant experience.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you came, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you, Mark.
By the way, Mark, I love your voice. I wish I had a voice like yours.
Well, you love Dr. Michael Gilbert's voice,
yes,
too.
Those deep, resonant male voices I just think are so attractive. I wish I had one.
Hey, we got an hour to go here, folks, so you don't go far. When we come back, we're going to talk about protein allergies to whey. We got a question about supplements to enhance your immune system. We got a question about AFib and bad eyesight. Is there a relationship there? So lots of reasons to stay with us for hour number two, a quick break, a little bit of news, and we'll be right back.